Welcome back to Racecast, everyone. Yes, officially race week.
Yay.
Yeah. So if you're new around here, make sure you give us a 5-star rating because it really does make a difference. Stop what you're doing right now. Give us 5 stars, whether you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other audio platform. I'm sure we're on somewhere. Amazon, Google, Deezer, is that one? I think that is. And while you're at it, why not join us on social media where we do actually post a lot more content than just a weekly podcast. But I think the good thing about a lot of the content that is posted on Instagram, right, is it's not just rehashed stuff from the podcast. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we make videos exclusively for Instagram and TikTok as opposed to just everyone's already listened to the podcast. We'll pull like the best parts of the podcast and, you know, the most interesting parts, but there is a lot of new relevant content on social media. So follow us where you can, just search Racecast. We will come up. Annoyingly, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, our thing just isn't updating.
I don't get it.
We've got a new logo, right? Anyone that is like hardcore, and there is some of you, there's a few, a very small handful, you'll know that we have updated our logo pretty much every season. We update it. We get a new fresh one. And we did that again for this new season. You know, changed all the socials, updated it on our RSS feed. That's what I meant to say. And it just won't update on Apple Podcasts. I just don't understand. I've tried everything. I've gone into our actual Apple thing. There's just nothing I can do. But yeah, hopefully you'll find the new one. It's white and purple. So if you find us on social media and you're like, well, that's not the one I listen to, it is.
It is. It's just
yeah. It is basically just.
I wonder why that is. It's really bizarre, isn't it?
I don't know. I've tried everything because it all comes from like one central place. So you update the RSS feed, and that just does it everywhere. Spotify works a treat. Like, I upload the podcast from one single place and it distributes it everywhere.
Yeah.
As soon as I change this picture,
doesn't change.
It just won't update. So, yeah, apologies. It's not like laziness or like we just can't be asked. We've forgotten. We know about it. There's just nothing we can do about it.
That's probably the most obvious one that we probably have forgotten.
What?
That's
what people would think. They just think, oh, we do care. It's frustrating. There's just nothing we can do about it. Yeah. Maybe I could contact Apple, but that I actually can't be asked to do. but if anyone wants to do it on our behalf, I grant you permission. Matt's sporting a new haircut. He's gone for the Phil Mitchell. He's got a buzz cut.
It's not a buzz cut. I have hair on the top. It's a slightly short.
Look, he hasn't got a lot of hair on top. I'm not going to lie.
I had a bit of a mare. And I don't know why. Because normally, it's good. I go into my barber. They're great. Okay.
You insulted them.
No.
You must have.
I didn't.
No one leaves the barber with a haircut like that without having insulted their barber.
I mean, it's not awful. You're making it sound like it's awful.
They've just pulled the clippers out.
Okay. Yes.
You said a little bit off top, and they went a lot.
They've gone. Yeah, yeah. Not ideal because I can see my receding hairline here, so I'm not happy with it. But anyway, we move. On a whole, they butchered my neck.
They have.
I mean,
you look like you've been held hostage.
It's never happened before when I've been down there when I've had my beard done. Yeah. So.
It is pretty fucked up. It's like you've got cut marks on there. You've got a spot now?
Well, it seems to like have come out like a spot. Yeah.
Well, so you've got all your shaving rash here.
Yeah,
and then you've
that's
got,
come out as a spot. Yeah, by looks of it. I've never had it.
Well and truly fucked him up. I don't know what he's done to them, but he has pissed them off, and he's paid the price, unfortunately.
And that's pay for it as well.
Yeah, they've really done you there, haven't they?
Yeah. Do you get your beard when you go in done? Do you get your neck shaved?
No. I mean, I haven't really got enough hair, but I'm actually like really sensitive.
Yeah.
Around here, so I never shave like my neck. I'll use my beard trimmer on it and take it as low as I can.
Well, no, it's interesting because I have really sensitive skin around my neck normally. So whenever I used to shave at home, I used to make myself bleed and stuff like that. So I do what you do, just with the trimmer, just make it shorter. When I went to my barber's, and I've been going there for about a year now, whenever they've done my neck, I have no issue. They shave it perfectly. Never, it doesn't bleed, nothing. Don't have redness, nothing. It's great. But this time, I don't know.
What did they do? Did they go up?
Yeah, I think they went up.
I reckon that's it, isn't it? Because you're meant to go down.
But I didn't want to complain about it because, like...
Were you not just sitting there like... Yeah, like burning.
It was sore. And then they were like, oh, do you want some spray? Instead of me, like, before I answer, they like spray it on me. And I'm like, Jesus. The worst thing about it was, is like, when I went in there was no one in there. By the time I got to finish...
I'm not surprised.
All right. They're actually very good barbers, and like, I enjoy going there normally, but apart from this time.
Yeah, they've got a great set of lawnmowers at the end, haven't you?
But I went, like... I woke up, it's like they've just knocked me out.
He woke up, they smacked him with a brick.
Yeah, it was like, but they once I'd done it, you know, they do the hot towel, woke up, and there was like fucking, it was just loads of people behind. And all you could see was this guy just dabbing my neck, like just.
What, with all the, like wiping blood off it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mm. Was that the side that's like. Rashy. Mm. Was that bleeding as well?
Yeah, that's the worst side.
But
yeah.
But the other side looks worse in terms of cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, this one is like they've literally gone.
I mean, that they've gone for the jugular there. Oh no, it's impressive, but Matt stands by it. They're a good barber. So
on a whole, never normally have issues.
7 out of 10.
Out of this time. But welcome along. It is Racecast. It is what is it? Well, you're listening on a Wednesday. It's race week.
Yeah.
And I can't...
It's Monday here, so inevitably some news that shakes the F1 world will come out tomorrow.
And... Yeah, 100%. Let's touch on some of the news, because like Luke said, we have touched on it on our Instagram page and TikTok page, and we've given our views on it. But obviously, you and I haven't actually discussed it face-to-face. Since last week, Nico Hülkenberg has joined Sauber for 2025, leaving Haas. For me... Like, we only discussed this last week, actually, didn't we? Saying that, actually, if you're going to look at Haas, K-Mag would be the one to go, and you want to keep Hülkenberg, because he's actually done very well.
Yeah.
So, with Hülkenberg going to Sauber, I actually think that's not a bad move.
Oh.
You know, in this transition into Audi, you've got someone very experienced there, which is not bad.
Yeah, so I think it's a great move from Audi, because they're getting a German driver. You know, Audi are entering the sport, they're... one of the biggest car manufacturers in the world, one of the biggest names in, you know, motors in the world, and they're German.
Yeah.
So they're getting a German race car driver. Now it's kind of, you know, it's the match made in heaven, isn't it? And Hulk's had a great season. He's been great since he's come into that Haas car. It's also a great deal from him. You know, Haas are a team that are not going anywhere, right?
No, yep.
I think we've established that they're going to float thereabouts, and that's not to say, you know, this season they're doing decent as it goes for best of the rest, but
yeah.
Hülkenberg doesn't want to settle for that. You know, currently we've got 5 teams that are up there, and then you've got Red Bull like at the pinnacle of that. I think with Audi coming into the sport, there's a lot more money there than that of what Gene Haas has, right? And what I don't mean, I know there's a cost cap, but in terms of infrastructure, there's a world of possibilities, right? So I think it actually shows Hulk's determination to, you know, prove himself, prove that he is a great driver. Mm. And I think this is the only way for him to do it. Yeah. Unless Mercedes had gone to him, but I think we had established that hadn't happened, that wasn't going to happen. So, yeah, great move all round.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for Audi, obviously Audi are coming in 2026. The only question I have is, if you're looking at a partnership alongside Hülkenberg, who makes sense? Because we know next year it won't be Zhou and Bottas in that seat. Well, it'd be one of them potentially. But do they make a whole U-turn and go, actually, Bottas, we don't know. He might even retire, for example. He may come to a point and go, do you know what? I've had enough here. We're not going anywhere. I'm going to retire. Scholl, I can't see being in the sport. I don't think he's done. I don't think he's done enough.
No, he will go.
It's his third season now.
Yeah.
He hasn't really progressed as well as we had thought he would.
He's had longer than most would have 100%. At the level that that he's performed.
So I can't see him being, but potentially Bottas. But then that got me thinking. I was like, Bottas and Hülkenberg, that's quite a older lineup.
So
Is that what is needed to help Audi first start off?
And that's my thoughts. So I think that's not a long-term partnership that you're looking into the future with, right? But as Audi coming into the sport 2026, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know they will have hired a plethora of very knowledgeable people that have extremely good knowledge of the sport and Formula One cars and everything. But having two drivers that experienced in the team to start with, and I'm talking Bottas and Hülkenberg here, I think that would be invaluable to them.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, you know, you just... Bottas... I mean, Hulk's not young. He's 36. Mm. But I think age is very different now to what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah,
30 years ago, you see that across all sports.
They're athletes now, aren't they? They're not, you know, chuck them in a car.
No, exactly.
Best of these people are athletes. They train day in, day out. They're like, you know.
It's different. And, you know, generally in life, people are living longer. People are healthier. Mm. So I don't think age is so much of a factor. But I think for the short term and Audi starting up, Bottas, Hülkenberg is a quality duo.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes sense for Audi going after a young driver unless Audi were able to secure someone like Carlos Sainz, which has been discussed, that's been rumoured. Obviously, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, Bottas should have that seat over Sainz. No. If Carlos Sainz is available and he wants to sign for you, go after Carlos Sainz.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking, maybe we'll look at a pool of the younger drivers or some of the F2 drivers. I just think at that point, it's not worth it. I mean, you look at Mercedes coming into the sport. Michael Schumacher.
Yeah.
Nico Rosberg. Okay, Nico was young.
Yeah.
But he was still experienced in the sport. He had been around for a while. Michael Schumacher, I don't need to talk about him. He speaks for himself. And you see how it worked out for the team. Mm. So, you know, I guess having... If they were to get someone like Carlos Sainz, right? Doesn't that, like, scream... It's like a replica of Mercedes, what they did when they came into the sport. You've got experienced German driver. Okay, on different levels. I'm not comparing Hulk and Schumacher here. I'm just looking at the facts. Then you've got talented young driver... with experience coming into that other seat. Yeah. That just looks exactly like Mercedes. But I think if they have Bottas or Sainz, that's great. I think that works out better than them going after a young driver that hasn't driven in the sport before.
So I'm going to put a bit of a U-turn on this. I think they will keep Bottas and Hülkenberg for next year, 2025 season.
Yeah.
And then when Audi come in, if they can't get Carlos Sainz, I can imagine the lineup will be Hülkenberg and they're going to bring back Vettel.
You reckon Seb will come back?
I don't know. I feel like it's a new German team in the sport. Vettel, you know, being out for a couple of years, they might say to him, look, you know, it's the start of our new journey. We would love you to be part of it. You know, this is what we're going to offer. Maybe a season with us, you know, alongside Hülkenberg. Because I can't imagine Audi will stick with Hülkenberg for a... They'll do it because obviously, you know, they want someone experienced and move forward from that.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, you know what? Okay, let's look at the younger generation. But they're a new team. Seb's knowledge is invaluable.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to pick between Bottas and Seb, who would you be picking?
Yeah, I mean, you'd pick Seb, yeah. Of course. But Seb has been out of the sport for, well, what will be 2 years.
Yeah, but you look at Alonso, he's been out of the sport, he comes back, it's like he's never left.
He has raced.
He has raced. Between. He has raced.
I would not be against it, and it's not something that I consider unimaginable. Yeah. I just think from Seb's point of view, if he was going to come back, would he want to come back? I mean, he'd be coming back. I know that there's a lot of synergies here. I think that's the right word. But would he want to come back in the same way that Schumacher came back?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
You know, because Schumacher's return to the sport is not something necessarily that... It's not what you think of when you think of Schumacher. Yeah. It wasn't like a return that was covered in glory. I mean, it wasn't covered in shame either. But, but you know, it wasn't... He sort of came back and it was like... Oh, it wasn't quite the electric...
No.
Sort of...
Although, if you're Seb, you're very happy with him because he got him the world title, didn't he? Because Schumacher helped him out in the final race.
But I just think that could happen. Here's the good thing, right? Is Audi are going to have a lot of pull because I think there's a lot of excitement around it. So I kind of feel like their options are open a little more than perhaps a team like Haas, who are now looking to fill that spot.
Yeah.
They've kind of got to look at a younger driver because unless someone on the grid, is desperate for a drive, they're not going to go to Haas.
Okay, so touch on Haas. You know, guys, let us know what you think about, Audi. Who do you think will be the lineup for the 2026 season?
Oli Bearman.
Okay, what are we talking about? Haas?
Haas,
or... yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Haas. Oli Bearman, fine. Get that. Makes perfect sense,
I almost think that there's no other candidate.
No, I agree with you on that one.
It's going to be
surely K-Mag cannot stay another season. K-Mag... He's woeful. K-Mag... Sure, it doesn't make any sense.
But does it make sense to get rid of
yes.
him?
Yes.
Do you think?
Yes. You're in a better position. Okay, K-Mag has done nothing.
No, but then who do they get instead of K-Mag? Because
it doesn't matter.
It goes
You can't get any worse than K-Mag at the moment.
Lance Stroll?
He would still be... I'd still
Logan
think...
Logan Sargeant.
Okay. When I'm talking about...
Nicholas Latifi.
Bring him back. The GOAT. But what I'm talking about is... When you look at that Haas seat, okay... Hülkenberg is getting you points.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's out of the way. Oli Bearman, fine. Proved himself in one race. Could be an option, okay? Mm-hmm. In F2, he's not lighting up, in all honesty.
No, yeah.
But yeah, true. Fine. Okay, he's a Ferrari driver anyway. Makes sense. You've got the Ferrari partnership there. Put him in a seat for a season. What's the worst that can happen? Okay. But then that other seat, K-Mag, when he came back, he did well. But he was against a Mick Schumacher, which actually...
doesn't count. And we've spoken about that.
No, exactly. But he has done nothing. He has done absolutely nothing. And actually, if you're Haas, what's the point of keeping him around? Because you're not going to get any points from him because he's not doing anything. So you may as well just take this big hit and go, okay, we're going to, we know new regulations are coming in 2026, 2025. Let's get two new young drivers in. Let's build them up ready for the new regulations.
Yeah, I think that's the only way it makes sense. But then they've still essentially got to write off that 2025 season, which can cost them a lot of money.
Yeah. But they're not going anywhere. What they're going to get, P7 in the championship between P10 and P7?
Yeah, but P7 and the difference between P7 and P10 is huge.
I completely agree with you. But if you're in this rebuilding stage at the moment of going, K-Mag's not going to lead that team forward.
And I get that, but I don't think Haas are a team. It's not like Mercedes where they can afford to finish fifth because they've kind of got unlimited funds behind them.
Yeah.
A team like Haas rely so heavily on the prize money, which obviously is determined by where you finish in the Constructors' Championship. So it's not that I disagree with your point at all, because I think on paper that makes complete sense. Get two young drivers in for 2025. Okay, you take a hit on the points because essentially you're just preparing them ready for this 2026 car with new regulations where Haas, for whatever reason, might be the fastest car on the grid. We've seen stranger things happen. Braun did it back in 2009. But if it does go wrong, it could be catastrophic in the knock-on effects for the new regulations because of the financial difficulties that it puts them in.
I disagree with you because you're saying keep K-Mag and Ollie Bearman. K-Mag isn't getting you points.
But K-Mag is more likely to get you points. No, he has shown that he can get points in that Haas.
Okay, this season, what's he done?
No, he's having a rough season.
He had a rough season last year.
But he did still get points last year.
He got shown, okay, people thought when K-Mag came in and he was doing all that great stuff against Mick Schumacher, you were kind of like, wow, K-Mag's back. Hülkenberg came in and he completely just showed him up.
No, yeah, he's cooked it.
Yeah, exactly. So K-Mag is not going to get... You'd be better just to go cut your losses, get Bearman in, and okay, can we get someone in? Who else have we got? Even if it's Lance Stroll, doesn't matter. Lance Stroll has worked with Aston Martin. He's worked alongside Alonso. He's more likely to get you the odd 1 or 2 points than K-Mag. So you're better to take a hit now in preparation for the 26 season because K-Mag isn't going to get you points. He's just not. I'd be very surprised if come the end of the season, K-Mag has more than 5 points.
Okay, if K-Mag has 5 points...
Yeah.
Those 5 points could be so vital.
Granted.
And all I'm saying is you take the risk of, with a new driver coming in, you take the risk of that 5 becoming 1 or becoming 0. Granted, it could become 18. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It could pay off, but it must be frustrating for a team like Haas because they have to look at it from a financial perspective of like, it's a lot harder to take risks. You know, essentially it's like, the difference between going to the casino with a tenner and going with a grand.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just don't think keeping K-Mag is the right move for anyone.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did lose his seat.
Mm.
Like, that wouldn't shock me. But I think I'd be a bit more surprised now knowing that Hulk's not going to be there next season.
Yeah, fair. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what actually happens. But it sounds like I'm just going in on K-Mag, and that's not... I think he's actually a really nice guy, and he's good fun around the paddock, but I just don't think he is the answer. And actually, if you are Ollie Bearman coming in, is he someone who you're going to go, oh, do you know what? I'm going to learn a lot from you. I don't think... You may as well just get Danny Ric in there instead, because actually, Ollie Bearman will probably learn a bit more from Danny Ric than he will K-Mag.
What would he learn from Danny Ric?
Well, how not
get worse.
Yeah, how to get worse. But, oh, Danny, you know that time you won a race? Tell me about that. What did you do?
7 times.
Yeah. 2021, what did you do?
He stayed in front of everyone else.
Exactly. Okay, perfect. I've learned a lot. K-Mag, you know when you won a race? Oh, no, sorry, you didn't win a race, no.
No, but he did qualify.
Yeah, in pole. First. Yeah, in Brazil.
Yeah.
In 2023. Was it 23? No, it's 22.
Oh, yeah, 22.
Yeah. I don't know. Let us know. Who
22?
I think so, yeah.
Nah, because George Russell won the sprint and the race. I thought it was 23. I don't know. It was one of them. But, yeah, I don't know. The Haas one's an interesting one. but, you know, it does just go to... It puts a magnifying over the point that it is more difficult for... These smaller teams, they do have to think a lot harder. They can't take risks like the bigger teams.
No, and I agree. And I think it is tough for them. It is tough. And
did you see the news that Lawrence Stroll may be selling his stake?
I did see that. Yeah. So he apparently 25%, is it?
Yeah, so I assume he could... I'm not even sure. Does he own a 25% stake or is he selling, like...
I think he's going to sell the 25. He's selling 25% of it.
Which will make him a minority shareholder.
Yeah.
Which... This to me, right?
I was right, 22.
What was it?
K-Mag,
yeah. This to me sounds like Lawrence Stroll. Doesn't want to sack his son.
This is what
he's taken the coward's way out.
This is exactly what I thought when I read it, because I was like, he's probably sitting at home going, He's with his wife or girlfriend or whatever.
Can you just imagine him sitting there just sweating, just, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it.
Is he married? I don't even know. But he's probably going, look, honey bunch, like.
Is that what he calls her?
I don't know. Just, you know. Look, I've got a real dilemma here. Our son is shit. And
very shit.
Yeah. And you're not meant to agree with me, all right, darling, sugar bum?
Are you talking to me?
Well, you just responded like you're his wife.
No, I'm the butler. I was just chiming in. I was just putting your martinis down.
Thanks. So I want to get rid of him, but how do I do this? You know, because I don't want to upset him. But maybe if I sell 25% of the company, the shareholders will go, look, you know, I'm happy to do that, but Lance needs to go. You know that hockey club you bought last week? Yep. Yeah, yeah. Look, go and get him to play hockey. He'll go into the first team. He's never played hockey, but he'll get in the first team.
The thing is, right, this is also because he clearly cares about Aston Martin if he does this, right?
Yeah.
You can just imagine him going into, like, the shareholders, the board of directors. He's in the room. It's just like, because obviously he's thinking, all right, if I sell that stake, maybe they'll get rid of him.
Yeah.
And then the team will start doing good. Stocks are up. My pockets are full.
Lance won't get angry with me because it's not. Exactly. It's nothing to do with me. I can't change his mind.
Well, I told them. I said, don't you. I'll hit you if you sack him. Can you imagine him just walking in there, just saying, like, right, boys, I'm selling the stake.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Nah, don't do that. He's like, yeah, I can't do it, but I hope you don't get rid of my son, Lance. That would be awful if that.
Because can I just say, Lance in China, you know, Danny Rick brake checked him. It was not his fault at all. That was not my son's fault.
He's just there. Just, that would be the worst thing that could happen. If you got rid of Lance, I would hate that. I wouldn't sleep for a week if you did that. And you
wink,
can just imagine.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, yeah. Written on a piece of paper, just like, please do it. No, so it makes sense, you know. I find it a bit dramatic that you'd sell 25% of your stake in a team just to sack your son, but if that's what it takes to preserve the relationship. Like I say, I like to think I have a good enough relationship with all of my family members that, like, they could say, look, you're not doing good enough. And I'm not delusional enough to be like, what? Yeah, I am. I'd be like, yeah.
Do you see that P14 I got?
Yeah, like.
Oh, yeah, that was good, yeah.
Like, Alonso's cheating. That's why he's finishing so far forward.
You've turned up his engine.
I just think it's the coward's way out. But it's fine. Family comes first.
Exactly.
And he's clearly too scared to have this conversation with his son.
Should we get on to the bigger news?
Oh, there is some big news.
There is some. And.
It's still not necessarily confirmed officially,
no.
But it's come from a lot of very, very reliable sources.
So initially, are you talking about Nui?
No.
Are we talking about Max?
No, I'm talking about Nui. I mean, that's the big news.
Okay, so let's just touch on Nui.
The Max one is still speculation.
It's still speculation. So let's bypass that because I've done a TikTok. If you want to go and watch it,
we can talk about it after this.
Okay.
But let's talk about Nui.
Okay. Right, so. Last week, was it last Friday, I think it was, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, reports came that apparently Adrian Newey is going to be leaving Red Bull. Speculation. Mm. Initially, I was like, nah, that's got to be rubbish. Then it ended up on BBC News. It ended up on Sky Sports News. It ended up everywhere.
Yeah.
So where we are at the moment is actually, it's gone a bit quiet. It really had a lot of hype, and then it's kind of died down a bit.
Yeah.
So there are still reports that actually Adrian Newey wants to leave Red Bull.
There's obviously an issue with this, and that's that he's contracted until
2020,
the end of the 2025 season. So the complication is that us as Formula One fans are getting excited because we're thinking Adrian Newey leaves Red Bull, say at some point this season. Well, he goes to another team. Does he go to Ferrari to partner up with Lewis? Does he go to Aston Martin? You know, where he's worked with Aston Martin on their their Valkyrie, is it? Or
yep.
Is he going to get lured in by a big money offer at Mercedes? Will Toto Wolff lure him in? Well, the complication is that apparently, if he does leave prior to his contract expiry in 2025, he has to take a year's garden leave.
Yeah.
Which means he won't be able to do any work with any other Formula One teams. And it becomes significantly less exciting in the short term for us as F1 fans. That being said, he will be going to, in theory, he might be retiring for all we know, right? This is all speculation.
He's 65 years old.
He's 65 years old. He's at retirement age, and I'm sure he needs to collect his pension because...
He must be
broke.
Yeah.
He must be struggling.
Yeah.
2026, he could then in theory join, I suspect, any team he likes. The issue is obviously by that time their cars are going to be built. You know, so for the 2026 season, the cars are already built. I'm under the impression that the cars are not completely different. It's not like when we went from 2021 to 2022, are they still ground effect, these cars, 2026? Because obviously this is his thing, ground effect cars.
Yeah,
right. We have to bear in mind that, you know, prior to this Red Bull, the cars have been good, but there was a period where Mercedes wiped the floor with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
this era is his generation. This is his, like, pride and joy, basically.
So which is why I'm saying it's so much more exciting if he is able to go to a team for the 2025 season, because it's like, well, we know he nails this car.
Yeah.
Granted, he's got a good team around him, and it's been made very clear that it's not just a one-man show. But he'll know everything about that Red Bull.
Yeah.
So if he's going to another team, yeah, they will be having a car that can compete with Red Bull.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you look at, on the track, Red Bull seem flawless. Well, they are flawless.
Yeah.
Off track, it's hard for me to believe that actually some of this speculation isn't true. And I feel this Horner allegations and all of that stuff which they went through has actually caused a lot of dismay within the team off track. And I think, you know, somebody said to me once, well, actually, it can't be that bad because Red Bull are really dominant on track. The issue is, when you've got a great car like that and you've still got all the good people around, they're not going to give up and go, oh, do you know what? I'm not bothering this week. They're still going to be professionals and do their job.
Yeah.
But I think internally, there is a lot of stuff which actually is not settled.
Yeah.
And all of this points to Horner.
No, so, I mean, this has clearly caused division in the team, right? Because since Max Verstappen has been at Red Bull, I don't really think there's been any speculation about him leaving Red Bull.
And why would you...
Helmut Marko leaving Red Bull to join Mercedes. That's part of the rumour mill as well. Adrian Newey after, I mean, how long has it been? 15?
19 years.
Yeah, it's even longer. He's been there since the start.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it put two and two together. You know, there's no smoke without fire.
No.
This has clearly messed up the team's harmony, and yeah, they've paid the price for it.
Surely if you're the Red Bull, like, you know, you're in charge of Red Bull and that, you're looking at this and going, do you know what? Shit. We're sticking by Horner here and saying, you know, look, you know, you're supposedly innocent. Obviously, that's what it's come out as, and this just reports we're not involved in that, and these are just speculations. But then at the same point, you've got rumours coming out weekly that Newey will be leaving, Helmut Marko will be leaving, Max Verstappen will be leaving. If you're not careful, and if you're a Red Bull, you've really got to play this smart, because if you're putting all your eggs in you know, Horner's basket and going, he's the person who we're sticking by, he will very quickly get found out in the sense of, once all these key people go, that Red Bull team will not function as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's that thing like that, a leader's only as good as their team.
Yeah.
You know, and...
And if you're losing three key parts of that team, okay, you're not going to rely on Sergio Perez to take you forward.
And what you've got to remember is that Helmut Marko and Adrian Newey have been part of that team, like Christian Horner, from the start.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of Marko, but I respect the work he's done.
Talent idea is pretty good. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He brings some drivers through that team.
Oh yeah, a lot of their success is down to Marko, Newey, that type of. But the question is, okay, where does Newey go? If, say, for example, these rumours are true and he can go to a team in 2025, where makes sense? Because yes, okay, you've got Aston Martin. Stroll likes him. I'm sure they'll spend as much as they can to get him. They want to take that Aston Martin to next level. But if you're Newey, is that really a good step forward?
Well, so have you seen the rumours of the Aston Martin offer that they've allegedly... I say allegedly because it's come from Twitter. But apparently... There is a source. Well, the source is La Gazzetta. Aston Martin... I can speak, I promise. Aston Martin is offering Adrian Newey a contract worth £100 million.
Wouldn't get out of bed for that.
Aston Martin is constructing the most advanced Formula One factory in Silverstone. What does that mean? It's like me saying, oh, I'm constructing the most advanced Formula One factory in Seaford.
Hey, how's that going?
Well, I mean, it would be pretty easy. My point is, how many factories are in Silverstone? Like, surely say, look, England, the world, Europe. Not Silverstone. Do you know how big, that's tiny, that place.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That is like sitting in the living room with your girlfriend and saying, you're the best looking girl in here. It's not a compliment. She's the only girl in here. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit different as, like, if you're in a...
You're saying your girlfriend's not beautiful?
No. My point is like, saying that is meaningless. If you are... If I said to her, you are the most beautiful girl in this country.
Yeah.
In the world. Aw, thanks. Me and her sitting in a room, you're the best looking girl in this room. Right. Doesn't mean anything. She's the only girl. So I don't know what... That's a rubbish point.
All right, later on, do me a favour. Say that to Ruth and see what her response is.
Probably thanks. Everything is housed together. Offices, wind tunnel, R&D and the racing team. Additionally, Newey won't have to relocate and can seamlessly communicate in English with his colleagues. Don't know why that's relevant. But obviously the relocation part is a big thing. I'm not sure if you've seen that clip of him talking about his first marriage back in the 90s where he moved to the States for work.
Yeah.
His wife moved with him. She hated it. It essentially destroyed their marriage. They did move back together, but he said they never really recovered from it. So I think that is something that is important.
And also, touching this again, he's 65 years old. The travelling takes a toll.
He is 65, so, you know, a few years in Italy would be nice, wouldn't it? You know,
quite relaxing.
Soak up that summer sun in Maranello.
I mean, from a yours and I's point of view, Ferrari would be simply lovely. Lewis Hamilton going there, you know, Fred Vasseur, yeah, perfect.
And let's be honest, right? Adrian Newey is the most successful car designer in Formula One history. He's worked for the biggest teams in F1, right? Williams, McLaren, Red Bull. But whether you like it or not, they are one of the biggest teams in F1.
Surely, like Lewis, going to Ferrari, finishing your career.
How nice does that sound? That is the perfect way to end his career.
Oh, where do you finish your career? Oh, Aston Martin. Okay, yeah, big brand.
Big brand, but in F1, not so much.
No. Ferrari would
I mean, Ferrari are the biggest.
And surely Ferrari, if you're looking at that, Ferrari are making strides forward. They're the best of the rest.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course. You know. But then maybe he wants a challenge. I think his options are open because, you know, there are rumours that...
Mercedes want him.
Mercedes want him. And there are also rumours that Mercedes are going to be having talks with Max Verstappen.
Mercedes are getting desperate. I look at it and I'm thinking to myself, every day something comes out, you know, oh, they want to go for Nui, they want to go for Max, they're willing to offer him 150 million or 100, whatever contract. Yeah,
it was 150 million to Max, wasn't it?
And, sorry, I know we're going from pillar to post it, but I just get this feeling that Toto Wolff is under so much pressure and scrutiny now because for the last 3 years, they've had a failed car. Lewis Hamilton, 7-time world champion, one of the best drivers in F1, has Upton left, well, Upton leaving.
Mm-hmm.
For their point of view, they're kind of going, okay, who are we left with? George Russell. Okay, is he the one who we want to, you know, lead this team forward? I think for me, if you're going after Max Verstappen, you are showing to George Russell you are not the leader of this team. But on the other hand...
But it's difficult. It's difficult because...
No, but it's not. If you're... Because
if you could get Max Verstappen, right?
Yeah.
You would get him. You've just lost Lewis Hamilton, right? Who's the only man that you can replace Lewis Hamilton with? Kind of like for like.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen. So...
But...
And not only is, you know, he like for like Lewis.
Yeah.
He's younger.
Yeah.
He's in the peak of his prime.
But that's what I mean. If you're going after Max Verstappen at his age, you are literally showing to George Russell, regardless of whether you're a 3-time world champion, 4, 5, 6, whatever, you are showing to George Russell, we don't believe, and granted, yes, I agree with you.
Are you saying that?
Yeah, 100%. Because Max Verstappen will be with you for years, potentially.
I don't think that's what you're saying. I don't believe... You need two drivers in a team, right?
Yeah.
So, they have a vacant spot.
But who are they going to favour out of those two?
So that's like... But that's like saying, oh, we're not going to go for Max Verstappen because it might upset George Russell. George isn't going to be there like, oh, they've got Max. That means they've got no faith in me. He'll be looking at it like, well, yeah. They've gone for Max because he's a 4-time world champion. He's going to
by the time
they get in. He's a 4-time world champion. He's currently the quickest man on the grid. I think George will look at that as like, yeah, that's a strong team. But I need to go up against the best. I've gone up against Lewis Hamilton.
Mm.
I'll go up against Max Verstappen. I'm not sure. I think maybe we're looking at it from a point of view where... It doesn't really concern George Russell because you could argue the same if they go for Carlos Sainz.
I think they're on equal playing field there.
But Sainz over the past year, or past couple of years, has been better than George Russell.
Yeah, so but then, they've had a better car.
Well, so have Red Bull.
Okay, I get your point. I get your point.
I think it shows ambition in the team and it shows that they do still care, which, I mean, I think we knew anyway. I don't think anyone thinks they don't care.
For me, I just think it's desperation because they...
How is it desperation? Sure, it makes the most sense.
It does.
Going after best driver on the grid at this point
in time. Mercedes. It doesn't for Max. It doesn't for Max.
It doesn't for Max, no, 100%.
And I saw a tweet saying, you know, Max wants to race. He likes a challenge. Granted, going to Mercedes would be a challenge because you won't have the fastest car. But we've got to really remember, and regardless of whether Lewis Hamilton's going to Ferrari because it's Ferrari and all that stuff, Lewis Hamilton, up until the end of the winter break, was dedicated to Mercedes.
Yep.
Something in that time has made him go, do you know what? Actually, this Mercedes team isn't going anywhere for a long time now. I need to actually move out and give myself a better opportunity. Lewis Hamilton, for me, that is a big sign that something is not right within that Mercedes team. So for Max Verstappen, 4-time world champion by the end of the season, he will be, go into that team. I don't know what they're offering.
No, and
apart from 150 million.
Yeah, but let's be real here. Max Verstappen, if this meeting that is happening is true,
which is expected to happen at the end of the Miami Grand Prix.
You really think he's going there to sign with Mercedes? No. He's going there to put pressure on the Red Bull execs to get rid of Christian Horner.
I think they're just... If it is true...
That is all it is. Yeah. It's literally just to put pressure on the team. And it might even end up with him getting offered more money by Red Bull.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
I think it
makes complete sense from Mercedes' stance point. Why the hell would you not go after Max Verstappen? If there's even a 1% chance that you can get him, go after him. If you've got 150 mil a year to burn on a driver, fuck it, get him.
But I completely agree with you. I agree with you that it makes sense to go for them. But what I mean for that is George has been in the shadow of Lewis Hamilton since he's gone there. And what I mean by that is not, you know, result-wise, but you're going into a team where you've got a 7-time world champion. So whenever you go, you're always going to be in the background because people are going to be more interested in Lewis than they are yourself. And that showed in China. Do you see all those photos and videos from people?
Yeah.
George was in the background.
Yeah, but that is Lewis. Like, exactly. Lewis is an international celebrity. He's not like the other drivers.
But you've got an opportunity now for George to go, okay, Lewis is going. It's now time for me to step up and be the leader in this team. But then you get Max Verstappen and you're kind of like, okay, well, they're not going to favour me over Max Verstappen because...
Yeah, but that's George's problem. That's not the team's problem.
I agree with you, but
George wants to run away from the challenge, that's fine, but I think you can't not sign a driver because you're worried about how your other driver might feel.
No.
I think George is a very competent driver and I do think he'd race well against Max Verstappen.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I agree with you. I can't see Max going anywhere. I think it's just pressure on Red Bull.
No,
it's mind games. You know, he's got a contract until the end of 2028. And I think, you know, if Mercedes get him, that's a massive bonus. It really is. But if you are Mercedes, you've got to really show Max Verstappen that actually this is a car going in the right direction. Because if you are Verstappen and you're seeing like the telemetry and the results on a week-by-week basis, you're going, like, I'm going to go and drive that track. So.
Well, I guess it would be with a view to 2026, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, similar to how Lewis joined Mercedes. He went there a year early. Mm. Everyone thought it was a stupid move. Look how it paid off.
But then we've seen reports, haven't we? Because obviously 2026, they go to the Ford engine, don't they, Red Bull? Is it a Ford engine? There's a lot of speculation whether actually what type of engine this is going to be like.
There's also reports that Mercedes are really far ahead in their development against everyone else and that their engine is pretty spectacular.
So, you know, perhaps it could be a masterclass. Who knows? But do let us know. I just can't see...
I can't see Max leaving Red Bull, but it is nice to speculate and
it
gives us something to talk about.
It is. But Nui, you know, this one goes out to you if you're listening, which you obviously aren't.
Get yourself to
Ferrari. Okay, Luke.
You look good in red.
Okay. Right. Say Adrian Nui comes on the phone to you, all right?
Why is he coming?
Okay. Don't have to make this so wrong.
Well, you just said, well, okay, he comes on the phone to me.
So I get a phone call, random number, and it's like Adrian Nui. He said, oh, can I talk to Luke? All right. Give you the phone.
You've got to say, how the hell do you know who I am?
Yeah. But you've got 30 seconds to tell him why you think he should join Ferrari. Why is that?
Sir Lewis Hamilton, I'd put the phone down. That's all I'd say. What else do I need to say? That's exactly... Look, right. Adrian Nui has worked at the best Formula One teams that have ever existed. Williams, McLaren, Red Bull Racing, whether you like it or not, they're a great team. All right, you're 65 years old now. You've got an opportunity to go to the greatest, the most historic, the most iconic Formula One team to ever exist. Alongside the greatest driver of all time. Come on, man. End your career the right way. Do it in red. Do it with Lewis. Get him number 8. And then retire.
And then would you put the phone down?
No, I told you. I've just said Sir Lewis Hamilton and put the phone down. I wasn't even speaking to him then.
That was motivational. That was motivational.
That's getting clipped.
That is getting clipped. But yeah, I'd love to see him. Can you imagine it? Okay, I know we're getting well ahead of ourselves, but Fred Vasseur, Charles Leclerc, Lewis Hamilton, Bono, Adrian Newey.
No, I mean,
what more to say?
It's a great lineup. It's a great lineup.
It's hammer time.
That's like a... It's like a super band. They'd be like One Direction of Formula One.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%, yeah. But can you imagine it if that did happen? And you're sitting in the, you know, they're just chilling. You've got Lewis Hamilton, Adrian Newey just sitting next to each other. Lewis turns to, you know, Newey and goes, you know, 21 season. Was I robbed? Adrian Newey goes, you were Lewis. Yeah. You were.
He knows. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah, exactly. But do let us know. We've done a lot of like role play today, haven't we? With different things.
There's been a little bit of acting.
Yeah. Let us know on our acting skills. I can't imagine we'll be getting on to...
We won't be winning any BAFTAs for this.
No, I can't see that. Do you want to talk Miami?
Yeah, we probably should. How long have we been going?
We've been going 50 minutes.
All right, well, we'll talk Miami. Do you know what? Because there's a lot less to talk about when it comes to the actual racing.
Yeah, we talk more about what's going off track than we do actually on, which is great.
So this should take us no time at all.
No. So, schedule. On Friday, you've got FP1, 5:30 to 6:30. You got sprint qualifying that evening on Friday. Yep. 9:30 to 10:15.
Okay. Sprint qualifying.
Sprint is sprint race.
Sprint?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's a shit track to get a sprint on, personally.
Yeah, it's a shit one.
The sprint race on Saturday is 5:00 to 6:00. And qualifying is 9:00 to 10:00 on Saturday evening. And the race is at 9:00 on Sunday evening. Bank holiday weekend this weekend, isn't it?
It is. Oh, I'm at a charity event on Saturday night.
Are you?
I'm going to have to find out if they've got TV there. Because last time...
What charity event are you going to?
It's a charity ball for meningitis.
Oh, nice.
But last time,
yeah,
it was at a golf club.
Yeah.
And
is that the one you went to and you wore those horrific shoes, those like platform shoes?
Iconic.
No, I wouldn't say they're iconic. You send them back.
Yeah. Don't you just buy stuff, just send it back?
No.
No, neither. but who was it? Liverpool were playing, I want to say we were playing Tottenham. So, I mean, they were all just having the party. I was like, well, I'm not asking if I can go. I just sneak out. So I just dipped into the actual golf club. Just watched the game.
Nice.
Had a couple of pints just on my own. Quite sad, really, if you think about it. But but I'll do the same with the F1 if I can.
Tell you what is sad. Liverpool out of the title race. But anyway, it's not a Formula One podcast. Yep.
It's a sad way to send off our great manager. And the players great, should be ashamed of themselves.
It's great, isn't it? Right. Do you want a little bit of a quiz?
Yeah. Actually, I don't think I'll be very good at Miami.
Okay. Let's give it a go. First Grand Prix held?
2022.
Well done. Number of laps?
I think it's 57.
It is 57. Lap record and held by who?
I mean, it's got to be Max Verstappen.
Yep.
57. The time's got to be in the 130s.
Okay. What are you going for?
132.7.
129.7.
Oh, fuck. That wasn't far off. Close.
How many DRS zones are there?
I think there's three.
There is three. Well done. You're good at that.
There's the pit straight and the big long straight, which is kind of a left-hand curve, and then the back straight.
Yep. No, that's good. Well done. So basically, the latest news leading up to it is obviously this is a first ever sprint for Miami. I'm not really sure this is a good sprint track, in all honesty, because look, if you it just doesn't seem... It's normally quite a tedious race. I'm hoping for better this weekend. But I can't see this going to be a good sprint race.
I say that it's quite normally quite a tedious race. All of them are kind of tedious.
Yeah, but Miami's like has been pretty boring the last couple of years, isn't it? I can't even remember last year's one.
No, and I mean, I think we've... Is that a golf club again?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I think... Look, am I looking forward to it? No. Am I going to watch all of it? Yes. So, what am I expecting from this weekend? Max Verstappen to absolutely smash the living daylights out of everyone. Sergio Perez to inevitably finish behind the Ferraris. Although, we do... there is Mercedes upgrades coming.
Well, I was going into this. So, there's also McLaren upgrades as well. They've got a major upgrade.
Ooh.
This weekend. And obviously, if it's anything like last year, when they brought a major upgrade.
Yeah, which...
That came out of nowhere, and they're expecting a bit, you know, big things for this year.
Have you seen the latest news from the the Mercedes upgrades?
Or was it a whole new car?
No. Well, this is a tweet from Formula Racers.
Yeah.
Mercedes have an upgrade package ready for the Miami GP. However, there is no guarantee they will work. Brilliant. Why bring them then? Why would you waste money on bringing upgrades that just don't work?
It's just classic Mercedes, isn't it?
So, yeah, they might. Right. You wouldn't go to a restaurant and order food if they might bring it out. Oh, I'll take a burger, please. Yeah, might sort that for you, might not. What? So why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Since when has F1 been a game of probabilities?
Okay. I'm not really... Any Mercedes upgrades, I don't really get excited anymore about it. But McLaren upgrades, however, I have a bit more faith that actually they will...
They will likely be good.
They will likely be good.
I expect them to be good. And it could bridge the gap to Red Bull. You never know.
True.
Sometimes Lando is over one lap. Lando has probably been closest to Max.
Oh yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah, top three for this weekend's Miami Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen.
Yep.
Charles Leclerc. Carlos Sainz. Perez will do something stupid.
All right, so I'm going to go Max Verstappen, Sergio Perez, Lando Norris.
Oh, Lando. Yeah, well, I mean, if the upgrades are good, then I think that's not a bad shout.
And that's my worry is if the upgrades are good, I think they will just pip the Ferrari. However, I agree with you. Ferrari could be in there in the mix. Have we covered everything?
I think that's pretty much all. You know, there's going to be a lot more to talk about, hopefully, after the race happens.
We hope.
Especially because we do have a sprint.
We hope. We hope there is. But just going back, because I know we say on Nui, and what I wanted to be is I wanted to discuss some of the comments from people, because that's one thing we don't normally do.
As in on our posts?
On our posts, on nice. TikTok.
Yeah.
So... regarding the Adrian Newey one, who did a post, Johnny said, "My guess, he's retiring."
I do think that's entirely possible.
Yeah, together with Max, we have Marco to Merck. Okay, and so XXO said if he decides to leave, that would be the hardest blow to Red Bull, mostly because Newey is irreplaceable. But as a Red Bull supporter, it would hurt to see him leave. So that was a comment regarding that. Regarding Max Verstappen to Mercedes, Colin said, "Has Mercedes got the car though?" And somebody responded, "You're missing the point. They could very well have the car in the new reg 2026, which is what you raised earlier."
The only thing that concerns me there is that these new regulations are... It is a brand new car, but it's not a brand new concept, if that makes sense. It's not like when we went from 2021 to 2022, the cars were built completely differently.
Yep.
These cars in 2026 are still ground effect cars. So yep. In theory, the principles that exist within these cars will still exist in the new cars in 2026. And Mercedes have shown, for whatever reason, they just cannot get these cars right. Yeah. So,
no, I agree. You know, San, I said, Max will drive the team who has the fastest car. Money alone will not persuade him. Valid point. Somebody, Mario goes, Lewis left a world championship car and took the risk, the right risk. Again, we touched on that. Hans said, if Max knows the Ford engine won't be up to par in 2026 plus no Nui aero, and Toto manages to get helmet and GP as well, I can see it happening. If I were Toto, I'd try to get Hannah Schmitz as well,
the chief strategy, yeah, from Red Bull.
Gaz said, why would any of the top drivers go to Mercedes just now?
That's a very fair point.
Evo said, depends how toxic the work environment is at Red Bull. If it gets worse than it is now, he will be gone of 24. I like the fact that we get quite a good amount of comments on this. One of the other stuff which we discussed was Nico Rosberg last week. We want him regularly.
Yeah, we do.
So I asked in the tweet going, who would your preference be if you did that? Jacob said, Rosberg and Brundle, please, with Jensen. Could see that.
Yep, quality.
Personal trainer said, I'm a Lewis fan and I like listening to Rosberg because of his...
What, first name, personal, second name, trainer?
Personal trainer. Yeah, I don't know. He's related to Megan. I'm a Lewis fan and like listening to Rosberg because of his knowledge.
Yep.
And
that's the thing. I think Nico's really good at putting his bias aside, in my opinion. Yeah. I see a lot of Lewis fans complaining about his bias, but I actually think he puts it aside. I think there are a lot of Lewis fans that can't take any Lewis criticism.
Yeah.
I think Nico is always very fair
in
his criticism and his praise of Lewis.
Johnny said, yes, 100%. Boombox, I like that. That's her name, Boombox.
Yeah, well, so not first name Boom, surname Box.
Box. No. That would be the day I cancel my F1 TV subscription. I hear that voice and I literally cringe. Somebody responded, just don't watch the Sky Sports broadcast and move on.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather him cancel his subscription and we get Nico Rosberg.
Yep,
that's my take on it.
And finally, the Hülkenberg signing. Yeah. Mr. P said, poor Audi.
Poor Audi?
Yep.
Oh, they think it's a bad signing.
They think it's a bad signing. And Forbant said, rate that signing a lot. So, yeah, do comment. Do follow us on social media. I would go for the Instagram ones, but there was more on there. So
on TikTok, there was more.
There was more on Instagram than on TikTok.
Have you been posting them on Instagram?
Have I? Yeah, of course I have.
Man, I don't see them on Instagram.
Don't you?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've posted all of them on the Anthony Thorne journey about Hülkenberg, Bottas back to Williams. I could actually see that, to be fair.
Yeah, could make sense. That could make sense.
With regards to Nui, somebody on Instagram.
Where have you posted these?
Well, the fact you've liked it, mate.
On Twitter?
Instagram.
No, but you said you posted them. You posted them all to Twitter.
No, I didn't. I said Instagram.
Right. I am pulling this up because there's no fucking way I'm going that crazy.
Honestly, after this, we'll go on. I said Instagram. You get it up and I said Instagram.
I said Twitter and you said, yep, I posted them.
Oh, I thought you said on Instagram. Oh, anyway.
No, I want a public apology if you said yes to Twitter.
Okay, fine, we'll do that. Just going back to the Nui thing, this is a really good comment, and I kind of like this. Nui's design, this is from Mr. Fluffy Pants.
Right.
Nice. Nui's desire is to build a road car. That puts Mercedes, Ferrari, Aston Martin, Alpine and Audi in contention. If he is after the money, definitely Mercedes, Ferrari and Aston Martin can flex. What's better way than to bag both the most dominant F1 car and build a road car at the same time? He did express interest in working with the likes of Hamilton. My take is Ferrari will entice Adrian with the idea of working with the two of the best F1 drivers in the world. A chance to build a Ferrari road car, but then again, it's F1 silly season is right around the corner.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, he clearly has these road car aspirations. I mean, you know, the work that he's done with Aston Martin. So you've already got a connection there, but I imagine having the privilege to build a Ferrari. Come on. Like, not even a Ferrari F1 car, a Ferrari.
Yeah.
No, it'd be... He's got the world at his feet. So the choice is his, and he might just choose to call it a day, and that's fine. But I feel like there are certain type of people in this world that can't just stop.
No.
And
you just keep going and keep going.
I feel like he won't stop.
Do you want these final two comments regarding Max to Merck?
Yeah.
Right, so this is from Drew. If Max would sign over to Mercedes, say 2026, it's kind of your game because the new regulations are completely done yet, but Red Bull obviously have the crown effect era. They're going to be dominant team this year, obviously, probably next. Lewis Hamilton probably wouldn't left Mercedes, or Mercedes would give him a championship containing car like they did during the beginning of the hybrid era. Mercedes and... God, they were still as terrible as they are now. They haven't made mass improvements. It's like going to Red Bull.
Is anyone else just lost? I have no idea what the point
is. Okay. Read that one.
No, it's too fucking long. I'm not reading
it. It is long. No, I thought it was going to be better. It's like him going to... Anyway, let's move on to the other one. The other one is good. For me, it's simple. Max loves racing. He hasn't done any racing for the last 2 years. 4 titles, 10 titles, whatever he ends up with, it's just all numbers. He knows how good he is, and we know how good he is. Why not take on the challenge?
I mean, that is true. It must be... It can't be fun not racing anyone ever. Like, it really can't.
Simply lovely. That's what we're going to be hearing.
But, silly season is well and truly upon us. A little bit early.
It is. Very early. It was silly season at the beginning of, like, you know...
No, it normally happens around summertime.
No, silly season was when Lewis Hamilton said he was going.
Oh, yeah, but no, I'm saying normally.
Normally it's like...
This has been a crazy season.
So that is the end of the podcast. Hopefully you have enjoyed it. Quite good discussions, actually. Yeah. I've actually enjoyed this week.
That's nice. There's a lot to talk about.
Exactly. So yeah, do check us out on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We'll be back next week. Somebody asked the other day when we're going to do a live stream. We haven't done one in a while, have we?
We haven't.
No.
Well, I can't do this weekend because I'm not here.
No. What's that noise? Oh, is your cat?
That's my cat.
But we will arrange a live stream. We haven't done that in a long time, so they're normally quite good. They're good fun getting interaction with you guys. But yeah, have a good week, and we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Bye bye.